Do you have a hobby? Maybe you find it hard to juggle all the different things you're interested in because you've got so many, or perhaps you're looking for something new to try that's easy, that doesn't cost anything, especially in this day and age. Today on our fortnightly segment, Hobby Club, we're going to stroll into some of the ACT's gorgeous bushland to learn about the joys of bush walking. And of course, here in Canberra, nature's on our doorstep. Most of us actually live within walking distance of a Canberra Nature Park Reserve. John Evans has probably been to every single one of them. He's the walk secretary of the Canberra Bushwalking Club, and John has been living and walking here in the ACT for more than 50 years. He even received an Order of Australia Medal in 2021 for his service to bushwalking and the community. John, what a pleasure to have you here in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Alice, and your listeners, and let's see if we can encourage some to get out and breathe a bit of fresh air.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe the first thing people come up against is, where should I go? Where should I start?
You actually already mentioned the wonderful reserves we have just dotted through our suburban areas. Look, I think we're just so fortunate to live in Canberra and have the planners that have given us, I think there's about 39 nature reserves, and we all probably live within a kilometre of an entrance to them. And in the current situation with our fuel prices, why not walk to your local nature reserve and continue walking in that reserve?
It's actually the perfect time to spruik walking. So how did it all begin for you, John?
I had some exposure to the bush as a teenager. The things one used to do, I suppose, in that era at school, cadets and Duke of Edinburgh, scouts, things like that. But it wasn't until I retired, I found myself a baby boomer with a little spare time and an empty nesters. And so I decided to go walking, I think to start in 2003, which is when our second last bushfire swept through the area. So it wasn't until 2004 that I really got going. So a little over 20 years I've been at it.
Seriously, but it sounds like you've been across it for longer than that. And what did you find when you started this more regularly? What were the benefits you found?
I found them then, and now there's a great body of research that says getting out in nature does wonders not only for our physical health, but for our mental well-being, for our social well-being. And so they're the things that have attracted me. I'm a bit of a list ticker too, so you know, give me a list of hills and, and I'll run around and climb them. I then actually found out about geocaching, and so I had to go and climb them all again. So
this
there are some wonderful
cross section of hobbies happening here.
That's right. There are some wonderful, wonderful places in Namadgee National Park, out in Tidbinbilla Nature Reserve, and the surrounding areas of New South Wales, and so on.
So, do you tend to bushwalk solo or in a group?
In a group, and I think that's a really important aspect of walking with a bushwalking club, just to learn from others, to have the safety procedures that a club normally does. If you're beginning, to get advice in terms of where to walk, gear to have, and just have someone to mentor you. Look, I've been so fortunate to be mentored by great people in the club, that they've been walking for, golly, nearly 70 years.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like a beginner.
You mentioned you're a list man, John. I'd love to get your list of the gear, bushwalking essentials. What's on that list for you?
Interesting changes over the year. A lot of emphasis on lightweight gear. So things like our packs, our rain equipment, and so on are becoming lighter. I guess I've seen a trend from perhaps boots to lighter shoes. The technical assistance that's been coming in these days in terms of personal locator beacons, satellite communications and so on.
What about the snacks?
I'll just take a peanut butter sandwich and, and you know, a muesli bar.
Oh, how good.
On a day walk. Of course, we have people in the club that will walk for 40 days on major expeditions.
Wow.
And so your balance of food there and your intake becomes more and more important.
40-day walks. Mm. What's the most memorable or special walk you've ever done?
I think back when I was a little bit younger, I won't tell you what decade I'm pushing, we used to go to Mount Namaji for my birthday. And so I'd gather six or so mates, I'd pop a bottle of champagne in my pack and six little shot glasses. And it was then and still is a significant walk. So we'd walk in through the bush for about 7 hours. Mm. And you can imagine that a bottle of champers would be well and truly shaken up by then. So I would appoint a cork catcher. So as the cork came out and arced up into the air, the cork catcher had to check where it landed and, of course, pick it up. We celebrated with one shot glass each worth of champagne, popped the cork back in the bottle, and as we walked out for the next 7 hours, of course, every half an hour or so it went pop in your pack and so on. But memorable. Look, up on subalpine peaks like that, meaning no trees, 360-degree views, you really feel like a soaring eagle rather than a flapping old chook.
What a beautiful comparison. And I love that tradition. And to revisit that same walk every year, that does feel really special.
Until it got too much for me. So it used to be a pretty hard 13, 14-hour day walk. And then it came 2 days. And the last time I went there, it took 3 days. Mm-hmm.
This is 666 ABC Canberra. You're tuned in to Afternoons. My name's Alice Matthews and we're amid the Hobby Club segment with John Evans today, the Walk Secretary of the Canberra Bushwalking Club. On the text line 0467 922 666, Andy C of Florey says, thank you for the pick-me-up of Bob Marley and the Wailers. Could you be loved? And Andy asks, where is the closest nature reserve within walking distance of Florey Shops?
Flora Shops on the north side, you've got Guru Yuru Nature Reserve, you've got Mulligan's Flat, they're the ones that immediately come to mind. There are some newer areas with Ngunnawal names, Nadjung Madda, and a number of other grassland reserves up that way too, Gungadara. They really are peppered throughout our suburban areas.
Yeah, they really, really are. I wonder how much change you've noticed across them in the years you've been walking.
Gear, as I said before, certainly becomes lighter. I can remember many, many years ago I said, I'm going to reduce my gear weight by 1 kilo every year. And I think I estimated at the time that it cost me about $500. In terms of, you can get a very substantial hike tent now that weighs less than 1 kilo, whereas, say, 15 years ago, it might be pushing up towards 2 kilos.
What about the land itself, John, the trails themselves?
Trails are becoming more popular. In my mind, I still regard myself as an off-track bush basher. Oh,
I love this.
But I'm running out of puff. And so I do a lot of trail walking now. And there's wonderful development. Look, can I talk about one track network in particular that opened last year, in October last year, the Minjigari track network up on the Tidbinbilla Range, which is out the back of the Tidbinbilla Nature Reserve. And look, they've been routes that we used for years and years and years, but there was money available and a project put together to develop those into walking tracks, walking routes, It's made accessing that area so much easier. It's still an area that you need to be careful of. The weather changes carefully. It's a different proposition in cloud and snow. But on one side, you look down into the Tidjmenbela Nature Reserve. On the other side, you look down into the wild Cotta River Valley. It is absolutely stunning.
Wow.
And all this is accessed by sealed roads half an hour away from centre of Canberra.
What a recommendation. What a recommendation. On the weather, is there ever a bad day for a bushwalk?
Never bad weather. Actually, I looked at the weather as I pulled up in the car,
yeah,
and they said the apparent temperature here today was -3.
Yeah, yeah, it's still at the moment 7. It's actually gone up.
Yeah, never bad weather, always bad gear.
On the text line, this listener says, great story on bushwalking. My group, Shedders, named after the idea we were a shed, like a men's shed, has been walking monthly since 2016. Even walked around the Lions open spaces in today's rain. Still fabulous. That message is from Mark, walking today in Lions. And Elizabeth says, the pinnacle is close to Florey. John, I'd like to hear a bit more about this bushwalking club. How did you become the walk secretary and what does that involve?
I have a desire to see people, first of all, enjoy nature, and second of all, to, if they want to push themselves, I suppose, to expand their capabilities. And I thought the best way of doing that would be to, first of all, join the committee. I've filled a number of roles, the training and safety officer, the membership secretary, and for the last couple of years, the walk secretary. I thought the best way of doing that was to take up that role.
Yeah,
it's important to me that we provide a great range of opportunities. And so let me give you a couple of metrics. In this month, we've put on over 30 walks. This weekend, we have 6 different walks. And our activities range from something like 2 hours in a local nature reserve for someone that's time poor, you know, works, running a family, those sorts of things, to an overseas expedition of, I don't know, 5 weeks.
Wow.
So we've recently had a group come back from the Western Arthurs in Tasmania. So there really is something for everyone. The club's about 450 members strong, and to have that range of activities that people can choose from,
yeah,
and if they wish to progress up to expose themselves to different levels of difficulty, I suppose, is important to me to provide that opportunity.
Are there family bushwalks as well?
Yes, there are. We've got a couple of those coming up in the next school holidays.
Oh, fantastic.
What the club does is really welcome guests. So you can come along. You can go to the Canberra Bushwalking Club website, link down through our activities program, and anything that's available that you think you're capable of doing, you can book on. And so we welcome guests for up to 3 walks, just for them to check out what we're like and the sorts of things that we do.
That's so
Alice,
wonderful.
It would be perfect for
you. I'm feeling very inspired. And there's a wonderful question from James on the text line, who points to your blog, John, and says, John's blog is a Bible for hikers in the ACT. It's so amazing to hear him on the radio. I wonder what he thinks the hardest hike is in the ACT. Are there others harder than the start of Stockyard Spur at Corran Dam, asks James.
James, that it sounds like you're very, very familiar with that. Yeah, in the first 2 kilometres, as you would know, it rises 500 vertical metres. So that's a real toughie.
Mm-hmm.
It is a track. There's lots of steps there. I think I counted them once for something to do. But again, I hark back to the hills at the centre of Namajee National Park. If I could do them again, I certainly would. We had a group last year that in one hike did the top 10 high hills in the ACT. That includes Bimbury Peak, out on the border in the west, which is, again, a lovely location. You can do that as a day walk if you want it, as a long day walk.
Well, as I said, John, I really actually do feel inspired. You've made me want to get out there, whatever the weather, even right now. There must be things beautiful about walking in the rain as well. It has been such a pleasure to chat with you, and you bring so much wisdom to this, as the text line can attest to. I think you'll be hearing from me again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alice. It's been great.
Oh, bye. My absolute pleasure. John Evans there, the walk secretary of the Canberra Bush Walking Club, who is a OAM recipient, actually, an Order of Australia Medal recipient in 2021 for his service to bushwalking and the community.